Day 18. Social success. Hi again. Have you wondered what belief systems and situations cause most problems with people in our society today? Dr. Larocq asked himself the same, and referring to the thousands of medical consultations he has done to date, decided to talk about a common problem known as social success. This is a very strong belief in our society and an enormous source of suffering. Truly rare are those who are fully aware of this and ready to change. Dr. Larocq tells of a personal story, a conversation he had with a childhood friend he had not seen for 15 years. At that point, this friend, George, was 52. He phoned Dr. Larocq and asked to meet him away from his office, as he wanted to talk to a friend, not a doctor. So they met at a restaurant, and Dr. Larocq did not recognize George at first. His voice was familiar, and he had gained a lot of weight since the last time they had met, probably about 90 pounds, 6 stone 4 pounds or 40 kilos. He told Dr. Larocq that he had done very well in business and that his business was now operating internationally. He had sales amounting to $50 million a year. He had a Mercedes, a 4x4 vehicle for his spouse, a beautiful cottage in the country, and a house in Florida, and was also in the process of building a house in the south of France. Dr. Larocq asked him, to what did he owe the pleasure of hearing from him? George said that he wanted his opinion, as he was diabetic and taking lots of medication, along with having high blood pressure and high cholesterol triglycerides. He wanted to know somewhere he could be treated and said that it had to be a place with a doctor or a hospital that could cure him. Dr. Larocq told him he knew of a place, but told him that it would be expensive. Money was no object to George, and he said he was willing to pay the price no matter what the cost. He said failure was not an issue, and not even in his vocabulary, that he always succeeded in whatever he undertook. Dr. Larocq asked him to repeat himself, questioning the statement, "Failure is not an issue." He looked into George's eyes and told him that he must be unhappy. George was astonished and didn't understand why Dr. Larocq would say such a thing. He said that he simply wanted to find somewhere to sort out his diabetes and was prepared to go through surgery, even to replace his pancreas, repeating that money was not an issue. Dr. Larocq again said to him that he must be really unhappy. George responded by telling Dr. Larocq that he had every reason to be happy, how he had come from a poor family where his parents could not afford to send him to university, and yet how he was able to do everything himself to make his own success and earn respect from lots of people. When Dr. Larocq asked about the quality of his relationship with his spouse and children, he went on to say that he had a wife and a daughter who was 24. He told Dr. Larocq that she would be getting a PhD in an area he couldn't even pronounce, and that she was one of 6 people in the world who would have this degree. And yet, he went on to say that he thought this was all terrible, and that she was going to ruin her life. When Dr. Larocq asked why he would say that, George responded by saying she could not become rich in the field she was studying and that he saw that as a failure. Even though he succeeded in everything himself, he still could not make his daughter happy. Dr. Larocq asked how George's daughter felt about the situation, and George told him that she was very happy. Dr. Larocq then challenged George and asked him if he was happy, genuinely happy, to which he explained that he had no time for friends and how his employees feared him as he didn't allow them to make mistakes and was constantly watching them. Yet he felt this was why his company was so successful. Dr. LaRocque talked with George for almost 2 hours, during which time he tried in vain to get him to see how unrealistic his beliefs were, mainly his idea that failure could not be part of his life and that happiness could only be found in social and monetary success. In the end, he told him that he was crazy, which did not go down well with George. He asked one more time if there was a place he could go to cure his diabetes, to which Dr. LaRocque answered, "Yes, right here. The best doctor to cure your diabetes is yourself, but it would cost a lot in personal effort to improve yourself and not money. And I'm not sure you're ready to pay the price."